Now, something else that you showed me was a video of the blood, and the blood is looking different, you say. You're saying there's a color difference and also a texture difference sometimes. Could you speak to those?
Yes. Okay, so normal blood is basically just red. Sometimes the darkness can vary a little bit depending on, when we embalm, we're a lot often running water along the table at the same time to kind of help, flush those fluids down and get them out of there. But the blood nowadays, it seems as though it's like it's dirty, if that makes sense. Sometimes the blood looks like it has grains of sand in it or coffee grounds. And when I see those grains of sand or coffee grounds, I'm thinking, that can't be very healthy for an individual. And of course, I'm thinking, a lot of times people are having strokes and sudden heart attacks. I don't know how much clot is required to create a heart attack or a stroke, but I'm sure it's not very large. The other thing I was concerned about is a lot of times with COVID, they were talking about this COVID pneumonia, right?
Okay.
Now, I also know that if you get a blood clot in your lungs, it's going to make it difficult for the person to breathe. So I was asking myself this question, is like, is it really pneumonia, or is it all these little clots getting inside somebody's lungs causing a difficulty to breathe? Now, I'm not a doctor, and but I'm just trying to think out loud and say, hey, and this kind of goes with what Ryan Cole said. Maybe this disease was more a clotting disease, a vascular disease, causing these microclots, causing people to have these issues with breathing because they're getting little small clots inside their lungs, making their oxygen exchange less. So, it kind of just bears a question. And the whole point of me coming forward wasn't necessarily because to try to gross people out with what I'm seeing, but what I'm seeing is very vivid. And nobody's going to see this stuff because usually what we see in the embalming room doesn't come outside of the embalming room. It stays in there.
Right. You were telling me that this is almost like sacrosanct. It's stuff that you just don't talk about.
Right.
So it's not been, very common for someone in your profession to come forward and say, "Hey, this is what I'm seeing," because this kind of conversation is off limits, out of respect. And that's totally understandable. Now, you mentioned the blood, and it looks a little bit dirty and maybe a little bit abnormal as well. You and I met a person, we are aware of a person. I don't want to mention the person's name or the person's job because the person wishes to remain anonymous because of the person's job. But that person showed me pictures of the blood work that was done. And this person had some procedures done that was filtering the blood and removing what looked like the similar kind of clots. The white fibrous clots that you're discussing, not the normal blood clots, but white fibrous clots were coming out during the filtering process, but also showed me the screen, the shot of the blood cells themselves. And there was a doctor standing right there pointing out, pointing about 50% of the cells were abnormally shaped. And the doctor said those cells would not be able to carry oxygen. So I think you're onto something when you're talking about, this thing really affecting the blood. You're seeing a difference.
Right. It's that's what I was concerned about. There's something has changed with people's blood.